Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. All the nations of the earth now rejoice.
All the nations of the earth now rejoice.
All the people of God. Everything that has breath shout for joy.
Everything that has breath shout for joy.
With everything that is beautiful
belongs to you.
And the earth is the Lord. Everything is yours. Everything is yours. You are excellent.
Oh,
the earth is the Lord. Everything is yours. Everything is yours. You are excellent.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line, we have Ms. Nicole Lindsay Bryant, another author of the magnificent book that is coming out, Manifestation Now. Ms. Bryant, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Great. Do you mind sharing a little bit about yourself?
Sure.
What your topic is? You know, if you can give us the title of your chapter in the book. I know you're not going to give the book away, but just a little bit about yourself and what you have going on.
Okay. My topic for the book is Why Me? And actually, I am ordained prophetess, evangelist. I'm also a cosmetology teacher, instructor. I also am a licensed cosmetologist, and I still do hair opposed to just teaching. And so I mentor a lot of women on a daily basis, whether it's work or ministry or just my own personal family and customers. So I'm always mentoring young women, older women, counseling, praying for them. And as women, we go through so much in life, and sometimes we don't pursue our dreams because we just get stuck. But, you know, God is so faithful that when he gives us a dream or he gives us a prophecy, that if we believe, that it always comes to pass. And that's the gist of my book. That's the gist of my book, because it's just things that we go through, and I think everybody really question God, why me? Why do I have to go through this? But everything has purpose. Everything we go through in life have a purpose, and we don't see it when we're going through the situation. But when we come out of the situation and we're able to help others, then we understand what the purpose was about.
Absolutely. And, you know, why me? But I think it's a verse in the Bible about that, but also I could say, why not you? Why not you? I mean, God can use anyone that he chooses or that he wants to. So a lot of us has asked that question, why me, Lord? Why am I going to do this? And, of course, his answer would be or will be or probably is, why not you? Have you ever felt that way, Ms. Bryant?
I've felt that way numerous times in my life, but in this point in my life, I have grown to understand the works of God. So I don't ask why me anymore, because I know that if I'm going through a storm, if I'm going through a situation, if I'm going through a dilemma, that there to help someone else. You know, I hear older people say all the time, if I can help someone else, my living is not in vain. But the whole plan is whatever we go through is actually to help someone else. I have always said to people when I minister, whether I'm preaching or praying for someone, it has effect if you actually can identify with the person from what you're testimony is. If a person lost their job, but I've never lost my job, I can encourage them, but I don't think it has that full penetration of effect. But if I literally lost my job and I'm telling them that God can do this because I was actually in that place, then that person can cling to what I'm saying, and then they understand that, yes, okay, now I see that God can do this, because people nowadays, they need the evidence. They don't want to just hear about it. They need to actually see evidence. And that's why God uses people. That's why he uses us to go through things so we can be that evidence. We can be that living testimony to those that we come in contact with. That's a part of our assignment. And that's my prayer every day. God, whatever my assignment is for today, help me to complete my assignment. Don't let me miss my assignment today. And I'm so thankful that God even thought on his mind to choose me for whatever assignment it is. No, every assignment is not an easy assignment. It's not that I want to go through trials and tribulations, but the Bible also says those that live godly must suffer persecution. So I know that I'm going to have some Job experiences in my life, but the same as Job, we get a reward after, whether it's here on earth or it's in heaven. However it may come, there's still a reward, and I'm thankful that I still can stand on whatever it is to know that I have a reward waiting for me.
Absolutely. Your Job experience, your trials and tribulations come to make us stronger. And we also know that our testimonies are not for us. They are for others and for us to share and to bring them into Christ, bring them into the family, the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so great to share the word of God. Oh my goodness, I love sharing the word of God, and everything that I've gone through will allow someone else to, you know, my testimony. I love doing that. So other than your being involved with this wonderful book, and we're all looking forward to it coming out, the actual launch and the whole gala, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. What else do you have going on?
Well, right now I'm in the midst of, I do a lot of speaking generally to a lot of organizations. They call me in to speak to the young adults, especially women and young girls, to help keep them on the right path, to help them, you know, steer straight. But I'm also in the couple of months, I'm planning on starting some new projects with helping young women to get on the right track, to understand their purpose, to know that everything that they go through have a purpose, so that they don't give up what God has instilled in them. Because I'm noticing that as being a cosmetology teacher and working with a lot of the women, most of them are from the age of 18 up. I've had students in their 60s. And a lot of times they don't understand what their purpose is, so they miss out on what God has really planned for them to do because of the persecution, trials, tribulations that they go through. They let that overcome them, and they never pursue their gifts and their talents. So that's what I'm about to work on. I'm starting with some people. We're coming together, and we're putting up a plan, and we're going to start working with the young adults. And because if we get them from young, then they would pursue it at an earlier age instead of waiting until they're older. You know, it makes it easier. So we're going to start that in a couple of months. We're doing from beauty to counseling to mentoring, hair, makeup, nails, even young men. You know, we have men on board, and we're really going to start launching this thing out. We're going to have a couple of meetings in a couple of weeks, and this is what we're planning on doing, because we have to build back people's self-esteem. So many young adults, their self-esteem is so low, and they feel that life has nothing to offer, and this is why they go out and they do the ungodly things, not realizing that there's so much excitement in God, you know, and we want to let them know that they can be safe built and they can walk a straight and narrow and still enjoy life and still pursue and still have the riches without selling drugs or prostituting or things that some of these people are doing. So we're really going to be launching out with this in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Like going back to your title, the title of your chapter, how did you come about that? Why me? What made you choose that?
It was a point in my life when I knew Christ, but I didn't have a real relationship with God. I was going to church. I was in classes with ministry, but I was going through an ordeal in my marriage. And to me, that seemed like the worst thing in my life. And I would pray and I would fast and I would have mighty women of God to, you know, undergird me at this time in my life. And I just could not understand the fact that I was walking the straight and narrow, doing the things that I was taught to do to please God, but still going through this situation. And I literally would cry for hours and say, God, why me? Why am I going through this, but I'm living holy? Why me, God? Why? Not understanding the process, you know, because I didn't have that real relationship with God at the time. I knew God, I knew of him, but I didn't have the relationship, and that's the difference. A lot of people, we know God, we're taught of God, but we don't have a relationship with God. And from that ordeal that I was going through, that gave me the relationship with God, something to let me know that God was the most important thing in my life. It was not my husband at the time. It was not my own self. I wasn't even the most important thing in my life. God was the most important thing in my life. And once I turned my attention and built that relationship with God, it was like a break. My whole entire life was turned around from that. And from that moment, I realized the why me. I was going through, and I had a young lady call me at 2 o'clock in the morning with her husband she had a very intense things going on with her and her husband, but yet and still I was going through in my own marriage. And I'm like, oh my God, how can I counsel her? And I'm going through, my heart is broken, my heart is heavy, you know, I'm contemplating that time suicide, you know, how can I help her? But I did, I forgot about my situation, and I helped her. And it was like you felt that strength from God, because now I had a relationship with God, and the strength that God gave me to help her, it was just like, oh my God, really? Like, God, you did this? And from that moment, you know, she was better. She, you know, she called me. She's good now. Everything's good. You know, I was better. And I started when I got the call about the book, I sat down and I said, God, what do you want me to write about? You know? And all those things came back to my mind, all those things. And I said, wow, what am I going to name this? Because I've been through so much in my life. And I said, what am I? And that's what came to me, why me? God said, why me? Even though, like you said, God always said, why not you? But we as people, that's our question to God. You know, God is always going to say, why not you? Or, you know, because he knows why. But that's always, I don't think there's no Christian that really can say at some point in their life they never asked that question of the why me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But it's so amazing. I don't want to say amazing, but when you said you helped your friend and you was going through and she was going through, but you took the time to forget about yourself. You forget about yourself. And you began to minister to her.
And the thing
is, which is fantastic.
I did not know this woman. Somebody gave her my phone number and told her to call me. I've never met her, never seen her. As of today, I still don't know what she looks like. She just called me. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I was home frustrated because my husband wasn't even home. And that's why I'm saying that we get this inner strength from God when we have that relationship with him. He gave me that inner strength to say, okay, we're not going to worry about your situation right now because she's in more of a need than you are right now. And she really was. Her situation was worse than mine at that time. It really was. And that's it. I erased my whole situation. I dried my eyes. I ministered to her. I prayed for her. I mean, it was an instantaneous deliverance that took place. Glory be to God, because it was God and not me. He just used me as the vessel. And she called me like a month later, and she was well. Like, it was it wasn't even in her memory bank of what happened to her. That's how God delivered her at that point. And that really is what had me to say, I have to do the will of God, because people's lives depend on it. It doesn't have nothing to do with me. I'm just a vessel. God has to use my testimony to help me break the barriers of the enemy. And that's how I've been living ever since. And this was like 2004.
And you was a willing vessel, obedient, and that's the biggest key, to be obedient to the will of God. Even because you could have just said, no, I got my own problems right now, Lord. I don't feel like, I don't want to deal with this. I mean, who's coming to minister to me? And that's the one for me to help them. I mean, you could have just had a really pity party and been bitter, but you was obedient to his word. You was obedient. And we all know that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that. We do understand that obedience is better than sacrifice. We have a few callers on the line. I am going to, with your permission, open it up if they would like to ask any questions. I am going to open it up. Let me see. I have one call here. Your number, the last four of your number is 5193. If you would like to ask Ms. Bryan any questions, you can do that at this time, and you can introduce yourself. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
How you doing? Yes, question. I just recently came on and listened to part of this story, and the question I have for you is that when you got the call to do this voice, the book, okay, I know God gave you the spirit exactly what to say and what to write to make this book, your part of the book, very, possible and real, because your story is always somebody else's story. When you started to write, what came through you and to you at that particular time that you sat down and started to write?
Wait, say that. I couldn't hardly hear you. Your phone was going in and out. Can you say that again? What?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay, I would like to know exactly when you started to sit down, and to write your story, because your story is always somebody else's story. What came to you, when you started to, write, your story for this book?
I prayed about it first, and I asked God, what did he want me to write? To go back a little bit, it was prophesied to me about writing a book. And when it first was prophesied to me, I'm like, God, really? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like, God, really? Write a book? What am I writing a book about? And for one whole year, I was like, okay, what am I going to write? What book? Didn't know. Give and take a year and a half later, I got another prophecy. And that prophecy, I was like, okay, God, this is you bringing it back to me again. I need to be on course. And I prayed about it. And I said, God, what do you want me to write? What is this that you want me to write? I got a phone call about this book project. And when I got the phone call, that's what God gave me. He said, I need you to tell your life. I need you to encourage people from 'cause my book is from my childhood to my now. So show, it has a various amount of things going on in my subject, in my topic. And that's what God gave me. He said, from then to now. So my book, it can be from an elementary school child all the way to an adult. And it's just what God inspired me to write. Some of the stuff people probably never even known that went on in my life that's in my family, because I never spoke about it to them. So you really have to pray about it. God gives us things, but sometimes we try to do things on our own will. But we really need to seek God and see what God wants us to do. And everything that I wrote is what God has given me to share with the people.
Great. Great. Amen. And
okay.
I wish you all the best, and I'll see you in Atlanta on the 24th.
Okay. I will see you in Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
God bless you.
Okay, we have another caller, number ending in 8199. This one looks a little familiar. Okay, so we have a caller that your number is ending in 8199. If you have any questions for Ms. Brian, you can do that at this time.
This is Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I had to be on the line.
Hi, Dr. How you doing,
Sunday?
Dr. Renee Sunday?
How you guys doing? A great conversation. I'm just so proud of Nicole. She really is blossoming more than she's ever done before. She just thought she had it all, had done what, you know, the whole picture what God has for her, but she's only tipping the iceberg, and we just thank you so much, Verna, for allowing, you know, all of us to be on your platform. But oh, I've just been so encouraged of the conversation, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. And thank you, Dr. Renee. So, Mrs. Yes, Brian.
Dr. Renee, I love her dearly.
She is a jewel. She really is. Hey, Mrs. Brian, we have a few minutes left. So if you have any words of wisdom that you would like to share with our listening audience, anything that you, other than that you have coming up, you can share all of that at this time.
Okay, I really want to tell the callers, truthfully, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. When we're going through things in our life, we don't see the end. But as they always say, we're going through the situation. And if we pursue and we continue to seek God, and we continue to pray, and we continue to move forward, we're just going to be going through that thing, and we will come out. And when we come out, we will come out victorious. We just can't give up. We can't give up in the midst of the situation, no matter what it looks like. As long as you know that God has your back, which God always do, because on that cross he said it is finished. So the fact that it is finished, we just have to continue and let that thing be finished. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes we want to give up. But God is with us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And because he said that, I choose. Everything is choice. Choose to trust God. Choose to believe God. Choose to keep your faith. Choose to know that you will go through that thing. You will come out victorious in the end. God is a keeper of his word. He is a keeper of his word. And if I can't say anything else, I know that God's word will never fail, never. And that's why I'm a part of this book, because his word will never fail.
Amen.
If you need to get in contact with me, I'm on Facebook. I'm at Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, N as in Nancy, H as in Harry, W as in Walker. I have an email address, NicoleLB07. My Instagram is the same, NicoleNHW. I'm not on Twitter. I use Facebook more. I'm not too much on Instagram, but I am on Facebook more. But if you need to contact me, you can email me, or you can send me an inbox, you know, questions, prayer requests. I'm always interceding. I am an intercessor. God has called me to that realm, and I'm thankful for that as well. There's no time, day, or night that I'm not, you know, praying that God just turns situations around for people because he's true to his word.
Oh, man, he is definitely faithful to all of his promises, all of his promises. Nicole, Ms. Bryant, I appreciate you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And every day during these interviews, I'm getting more excited. I'm getting more excited and looking forward to the big gala in September. So we thank you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
You're so welcome. I thank you for allowing me to come on and share tonight on your show. That's such an honor as well for you to even open up the window for me to be on your show today. I thank you as well. And I thank Dr. Sunday. I love her dearly. Can't wait to meet her. I've never met her, but our spirits, in spirit, we're like so close. So I thank God for that as well.
Yeah, she is a jewel. She is a jewel. And again, thank you, Ms. Bryant, for being part of the show.
You're welcome.
We would like to thank our sponsors, C. Marshy Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us vernav@vmarshy.com. Leaving you with this coming from Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase. And be blessed.